The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The second Hakdama, Bitochen is in the heart, not in the mouth. So we were talking about the past days. First of all, shalom to everybody. It's chus to get together again. Mechazik ourselves and be talking. Just the other day, somebody came to me and was saying that, you know, we're going to a trying situation. We see Hashem's doing all these things to shake up the world. And everybody's just going through it without paying attention to anything. So I said, Baruch Hashem, by us it's different. Halavai, everybody would be like this. So take advantage of this special situation. It is a very trying situation, but we can benefit so much from it. And I think that's what we're all doing. The mere fact that we get together once a day to discuss these topics keeps us guided, keeps us on track. Like we were saying, the second general Hakdama, after the recognition that Hashem is reliable, to realize that the Ikar Bitochen is belief, what's in one's heart. What a person's talk is not always what is in his heart. And that is the avodah of a lifetime, to make these realities so clear to us that it's in our heart. I'm trying to remember pasuk. I don't remember the exact pasuk, but it describes about Matan Torah, that tremendous event of Matan Torah when we saw the heavens open up and the Kol Hashem speak to each one of us was something that causes Yirasi Belevovam Kol Hayomim, causes the Yira of Klal Yisrael to be in the heart of Klal Yisrael. Because we went through a real experience interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that caused it to become in our heart. Because something that you don't experience, it's something intellectual information doesn't affect the way you relate to life. But experience do. If you masnim them, you pay attention to them. And the essence, every second of our lives, we have this experience. We just have to look at them in the right fashion. I'm giving a muscle, but as one sitting in a place and is watching a father learning with his son, I could see that father was visibly, I don't know what you want to call it, agitated and let down at the son's learning. And I felt so bad for this boy because he had this experience of being able to learn with his father. And instead of having a pleasant experience of the two together, connecting and appreciating one another, the father was, with his body language and with his tone, giving over the message that he's very let down by the son, which is a horrible feeling for a son to get. So I walked up to the father after it and I said, you know, it'll be so much nicer and so much more effective if whatever your son does and say, you focus on what he is accomplishing and how much he's gaining, and how good he is, even if he's not Muslim, he's not perfect. So the father said, yeah, I always compliment him. And I answered him, you should know one thing. A child,
Kol HaLashon,
he only hears and feels the Dvarim Shebelev, what's in the heart of his parents. If a parent, deep down, is frustrated with the child and thinks that the child is not something he's proud of or whatever it may be, or she's not proud of. That's what the child will hear. No matter how many compliments the parent will give him, the child in those compliments doesn't believe them. He says, it's probably someone told him to give me compliments, but my parent does not really hold highly of me. Because in real relationships, what's going down, the emes is what's felt, not just what a person says. It's the same thing. This idea of bitachon is not just one of these mitzvahs you have to do, or one of these intellectual concepts. It's a relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same thing. So it's like a child and a parent and child, husband and wife. What makes a relationship is what's in the heart, not just what they're saying. That's the same thing between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To really feel and really appreciate the closeness we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more we have that, the more the relationship is real, and the more it affects the way we interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And mainly gives us a beautiful life of peace of mind that I'm always in the good hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Melechta of Tefila, we start Shmon Esrei, and it's hard to concentrate. Our mind is very preoccupied with all kinds of things. Whether it's right or wrong is not the issue. The fact is that it's very hard to keep concentration in Shmon Esrei. How wonderful it would be when we chap ourselves, whether it be in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei or the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, just stop for a second. And let's say we chap ourselves in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Brocha Rufeinu, take a Brocha. So instead of just going onwards, stop for a second and think, okay, the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei wasn't the best, but now, Rufeinu Hashem B'nei Rufei. I really feel I'm in your hands. I know my health and the health of my family is in your hands. Therefore, I'm asking from you, Rafael. I know in the past how many times we were sick and how many times, Baruch Hashem, Ziyad Hashemai, we set up things that we should get better. He said, say no auto. And go to the Baruch with that feeling of, I really feel that this Indian of Rafael is in your hands. And I know that. Not just feel it. I know it from so many experiences that I went through, others went through. Unfortunately, not every choyla gets better. But there's so many choylam that were on Shari Movis, so close to death. And so many complicated situations got out of it because of this amazing Hashgach and Tzitzim that Hashem set up. So that may be an exercise we can do. And the general topic we're saying is the fact that the Tochen is inside our hearts. And we have to realize that Hashem is constantly paying attention to what's in our hearts, and that's what's important to him. The dagas of our mitzvahs we do, it's also how much our heart is in it. As the thought of Hashem said, the reason for destruction is because Kimduni. Christ will doing the lip service, the libo yochak mimen. Our labor is not there. So be zeichet to appreciate that special relationship we do have Hashem, and should be coming. No, even Menalei, Hashem, who's watching us, should see when that's just quacking away, bitachon, and behaving completely different, but really feeling deep down, Hashem, I'm in your hands. And what a wonderful life you gave me, and I'm going to take advantage of it l'chloitcho as best as I can. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.